I work for Dow, and now Dow DuPont, but I'm going to give the Syngenta talk. So here we go. Syngenta's view on the current ag industry consolidation, and some of this you've heard before. Bob talked a little bit about commodity crops and the impact on prices, and that the prices have fallen in corn, soy, and wheat. The weather has been favorable in more recently, and harvests are robust and creating an oversupply. And as a result, farmers have gained less money for their crops that they produce. So farmer revenues are limiting their ability to purchase products. And therefore, this is translated down the channel to companies. And land prices have fallen, and land rent is more of a burden for many. We're seeing economists predict moderate growth in commodity prices beginning in 2018, but return to the recent past will be a long time coming. And for Syngenta, like for Dow and DuPont, prices, R&D costs are rising, and the cost of bringing new products to the market with the regulatory approval is more and more expensive all the time. So although the global population continues to grow from about 7 billion now to more than 9 billion by mid-century, the growth in the industry is expected to follow. The prolonged downturn, however, has caused some people to in the ag value chain to consider strategic options. Some farmers sell their operations or rent out their land. Others expand, and equipment suppliers are looking for new markets, and other players are merging or are acquired. So we see this consolidation, which we've talked about today. And the main concern of regulators is how will this affect prices to farmers? How will it affect R&D budgets? Government regulators are concerned about the impact on their farmers, and so we see that around the world. As you know, Syngenta has been front and center during this time of change, and the Syngenta position is they took the decision to be acquired rather than merge. They believe that they are uniquely positioned. They have a strong brand, as we all know, with a large global footprint. They do business in over 90 countries. A large R&D investment, $1.3 billion annually. They have a market-leading position in crop protection globally, and number three position in seeds and traits. And they've commercialized more traits in recent years than competitors. And they are committed to digital ag, which is now a fast-growing segment of the industry. And Syngenta was the first to complete a strategic change by closing a deal with ChemChina. And this wasn't a merger. This is a change in ownership. So Syngenta is now owned by ChemChina. Important benefits, Syngenta remains Syngenta. The transaction gives a continued choice for growers with considerable consolidation taking in the ag industry. Syngenta will remain a strong competitor in the marketplace, and we believe that to be true. Syngenta management continues to lead all aspects of the business, including high-quality products to the American farmers, ensures an ongoing R&D investment across technology platforms, across crops, and it's business as usual for their employees and customers who will have access to the high-quality portfolio of seeds, traits, and crop protection products from Syngenta. So they have this deal behind them. They're moving forward. They feel like they have a new structure which gives them freedom to a long-term outlook. And a long-term outlook is essential for this era of agriculture with developing technologies. They are on the cutting edge, and securing regulatory approvals for them is a process that takes years, which we've talked a little bit about. Syngenta will expand their work in China. They are owned by a Chinese company. China wants to expand their standards there, improving technology and farm practices, boosting productivity in a nation that is 1.4 billion people. So the Chinese want to become self-sufficient, and one of the ways they have done this is buying Syngenta. Syngenta's strategy is to accelerate the pace of innovation through licensing partnerships and acquisitions themselves. They look forward to acquisition of complementary seed germplasm, enhancing their crop protection portfolio, enabling integrated solutions and improved go-to-market and targeted geographies, and expansion of supply capabilities. And as competitors merge and are required to divest things along the way, Syngenta is ready to acquire these and to enhance their offer to customers and growers around the world. So with that, that is the Syngenta presentation in a nutshell. I've tried to do the best I can, but there we have it. So.